testing 1, 2. We're on the air. Awesome. Hey, I'm Doug.
And I'm back.
And Karma here.
Awesome. It's a whole crew.
Finally, yeah, I gotta mention that.
A whole Ghostly Talk crew. It's awesome.
It isn't like going to the cell phone, it's, you know.
is there such thing as ghostly mics?
It's ghostly mics. Well, the mics do tend to float around.
Yeah, thanks. You waited a half an hour for that.
I did.
You know
it took
what,
me a long time.
If it was up your bleep, you wouldn't have forgotten it.
Probably.
If it's
I'd be
not
in a really
attached,
great mood.
If it's not attached, it's at Scott's house.
I told you, we were sitting here, and I'm like half asleep when I got here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. All right, I'm here. I made it. All right, everything's great. And I know this morning when I was leaving, like I said, I had somebody borrow one of my smaller amps last night to play on at the show we were at. And I had that in my back seat still this morning. I just didn't feel like dealing with it at 2:30 in the morning when I got home last night. And so my plan was, you know, a shower, grab the amp, take it downstairs, grab the mic, throw it in the trunk, and I'm out, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got half of it done.
Yeah? It's the grab the mic part that didn't happen.
Yeah, it just isn't clicking for some reason. I don't understand.
If you had a hot chick back there, you wouldn't have forgotten her.
No, she'd have still been back there.
Ooh, and so would have Scott Al.
He wouldn't have been here. I think he would have been brought
up. I've been calling you guys again. Take that sandwich and cut it up, Will. Whack it up, man.
I want a big piece.
That was the coolest part about last night. I don't know if I told you that already about the show last night. I managed to get a 7-foot sub.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like because there was a party going on in the next place.
Yeah,
and
so we're
like, oh, here's one.
They're like, here, yeah, have a piece of the sub. So I just grabbed the box and ran out like a football player and threw it in the car and took off, man. All right. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
And
this is Ghostly Talk.
We actually are a full crew tonight for once.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Tonight's going to be open lines. We're going to try something new. We want you to call in tonight with anything. Well, within reason.
Besides relationship problems.
No.
Yeah, that's other shows.
Yeah, that's way... Yeah.
Because if you start talking about that...
Well, I'm the last guy I talked to about that anyways, because I have no clue. And I don't think any of us down here really have a clue, to tell you the truth.
We talk about your people relationship problem.
What's that? Oh, well, I have a million of those.
Right.
Where you want to start at?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, let's talk about ghostly stuff or paranormal stuff, whatever. 1-888-520-1969. We've got a panel of three here just waiting for your calls. One thing, though, while folks are still, like, dialing and stuff, we're streamed live on Pioneer Radio Network. That's pioneer.radio-ex.com.
Mm-hmm.
So pioneer.radio-ex.com. There's no www in front.
Nope.
Okay.
We make it easier for you.
I know. We even got rid of that stuff. Okay. Of course, our own website is www.ghostlytalk.com, which, by the way, is back online.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, it just went down, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It took a break out of
it. Yeah, so I had to go and pay the bill.
Sometimes it's just got to go down.
Whatever.
It normally goes down when you don't pay the bill.
Yeah, I noticed that. I'm like, because I was talking with a ghost hunter. I was talking to Nicole out at WMGHS, and they got their own site now. By the way,
they
used to be on the Yahoo thing.
They were on GeoCities. Yeah,
or GeoCities. Yeah, that's GeoCities. It on the GeoCities one, and they got now they got WMGHS.com.
Oh, great!
I know. Is that like totally
like,
cool or what?
For you geeks out there.
I know, that's like the penultimate when that happens.
Yeah, like if you get like a 4-letter URL or a 5-letter URL.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a geek.
No, not at all. Not at all. You like geeks, don't you, Karma?
I do. I think they're hot.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like Karma. We're keeping her. And then, So I was emailing her, and she sent me a UDU through the Michigan Ghostbuster, like, message board thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I tried to email you, but it kept coming back to me. And I'm like, I get all kinds of email all the time. Yeah. But yeah, it's been light lately. Evidently, it was zero lately because it was down for five days.
If it was a phone, it probably would have went something like this. The number that you are trying to read is temporarily disconnected.
Yeah.
Please hang up
or
and
at least they bury, they, some phone companies bury the embarrassment. They're like, it's being checked for trouble.
Yeah.
They should have done that. I'm sorry, this email address
I'm sorry.
Is
I'm sorry. The dumb loser you're trying to contact didn't pay his bill.
They therefore, should do that. If I own a phone company and people weren't paying their bills, it would be like, yeah, the jerk off didn't pay his bill. Can you loan him like $35 or something?
And then
you
can
pay it for him if you want. What's your MasterCard number? But yeah, it turns out all I had to do was send that over, and then 12 hours later it was back online. But it was, it was pretty scary because I know we were getting those messages, and it's like,
yeah,
you know,
and I think I forwarded it over to you one time.
Like,
maybe we should take care of this.
It's like 3 months remaining, and I'm like, oh, sounds like a long time from now, you know.
Yeah, like your water bill.
Yeah.
The water bill comes like once every 3 months or something like that, and then I mean you can actually let it
and they
go.
They come
for
on those stupid postcards too.
I know.
They don't mean anything.
You can let your water bill go for like a year.
And they don't care?
No, not really, because it's like, what, maybe $30 every 3 months?
Oh, well, that's true. It is dirt cheap.
Well, if you're like me and don't shower that much,
yeah,
then it's really, really low.
Oh, yeah, my bill's like $15 like a year or
mine's
so.
Like $7.
Oh, man.
No, I'm joking.
We're like the skankiest people.
But, yeah, so ghostlytalk.com is online, and WMGHS has their own website, and next Saturday, almost all of us are going to the Michigan Ghost Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
I know you
are.
Isn't that awesome?
No, Mr.
I'm
Dog,
not looking
at you. What time is that again?
I don't remember. It's like from 8 till, or no, 6 till
6
10
till.
Or something, or 6 till.
Okay, because I'm going to have to try to work something out.
Yeah?
Because, well.
I gave away your spot already.
You gave away my spot already.
I reserved for you, and then you said, oh, I don't know. I got
well, no, well, because
so
the new band's starting to rehearse next weekend.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really tough. But
the yeah. Ramonings or something.
The Ramoning. Come on, it's the Ramones cover band, man.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the food.
Oh, that's cool.
My God.
You won't hear from me for about...
Yeah, Karma's going on a break.
We need to take a break now for about 15 minutes. And then...
Look at these wonderful sandwiches. They're good, I'm
totally
telling you. They're great. They're excellent.
I hope those spots in the bologna are supposed to be there.
Yeah.
What spots?
Those are that way.
They look like white spots.
I don't know what that is.
That's extra. That was extra.
No, Will.
They're orbs.
The fridge. I can't eat.
They've
no, I appreciate it.
You eat
it.
Like a bird.
There's orbs in the bologna.
No, I just sucked down like a whole bunch of food before I came here.
Next weekend is the Michigan Ghost Conference that we're going to be at.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be 14 different groups represented, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, yeah,
I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm going to have to do it.
Well, see what you can do.
Well, you already gave him my spot.
I know.
Well, yeah. Am I just going to walk in there and just, like, start muscling people around?
Sure.
Do they, like, have bouncers at this thing?
Hey, you are a co-host of Ghostly Talk.
You know what? You can sit on my lap.
So they're going to definitely throw me out then, right? I just pretty much guarantee they're not going to get in.
Anyway,
sit on my lap.
Aw, that's so cute. We have...
But you're not getting my plate. There's going to be food, right?
Yes.
Oh,
you have to bring $5. $5.
That's
$5,
and
that's
what,
cheap.
Do you know what they're doing? Oh, first of all, it's for, like, Michigan and area ghost
groups. Probably Wisconsin and Ohio.
Yeah, probably.
And
I don't
Windsor.
Know. They're from all over. I know Windsor Ghost Center Society. They're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's Kyle.
Kyle. I gotta get there then.
You have to go.
I have to get there and knock Kyle around for a while.
Right. And so they're all supposed to be there. The thing is, the way they design it. First of all, this is all from ghostwatchers.org.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ghostwatchers.org, something like that. And it was Cindy. Was it Cindy who put together this one was Cindy's, right? And she's ghostwatchers.org. Ghostwatchers.org. Cindy did it. They're having, like, you pay $5, mm-hmm. and they're going to have food there.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to have some kind of drawing. They're
yeah.
going to do one of them, like, admit one ticket things
yeah.
and have some kind of drawing for little goodies.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a table where you can sell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just going to be, like, totally
okay.
totally rocking.
Here's the idea. Because I don't know how long we're going to go on Saturday.
Yeah?
This could turn into, like, the Monster Jam and, like, be, like, 10 hours of nonstop playing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't see that happening. Because it is the Ramones, and it don't take... Well, I mean, Ramones rule. They're gods, I mean, of my life. But it don't take a lot of talent to learn how to play those songs. So, yeah. So, I don't see us, but if... Now, first of all, just for people that don't know, where's this located at? Where's this going to be going
it's
on?
It's in Canton.
It's in Canton, okay.
Yeah. Canton, Michigan.
Are you allowed to come late?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't lock the door.
So, like, if I open the door, if I just... and, like, I throw a red carpet out...
And right.
Start marching in just, with the trumpets behind me.
Just walk to the back of the room. Don't walk in front of the speaker.
Well, I can do that. Well, Doug just said this. I'm Scott All from Ghostly Talk. So
exactly.
I should be able to do that.
Yeah. So you should be able to just
like
march
like,
in.
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, ah, all hail Scott All from Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
stand up and go.
Yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. Yeah. See. So yeah, that'll work out good. We'll talk about that more.
Cool.
I'll try to get that worked out.
All right.
You know my life as of late, so.
I'll call or email Cindy and say Scott L is coming. No, actually, she already
great.
Knows.
Great,
that.
I hate that kid
because she thinks she already knows you're coming.
Oh, she does.
So she doesn't know that I had replaced Karma for you.
Okay.
But if you come too, that'll just be a bonus.
Okay, cool.
You know what? That's sad that Scott can be replaced.
Well, hey, when he goes out on his rock star tours and has all that,
oh,
MC,
shut up!
We're gonna have to have someone else in here anyway. So,
oh my God.
You'll be on cell phone. You'll be like, "Oh yeah, we're just jamming with you know the."
I'll be calling every Sunday. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in Japan right now. The food sucks.
Bing,
I'm
bing,
dying.
Bing,
Scott, I'm a green pepper. Get over here now.
No. Scott L.
Yeah. All right, this is going to hell already.
All right.
Falling apart, man.
I went ghost hunting last night.
Or did you?
La 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 la. Yep.
Who else? Okay, yeah.
Who all went with you?
Well, that would have been Lisa and Pete and Bonnie and Will and myself, and that was it. Oh, and Jeff.
You know, I met them guys
yeah.
on Friday, and those guys are really cool people.
Yeah, you guys you guys obviously had a lot of fun, too.
I don't know, Larry.
Yeah, okay. And what was your name again? You wouldn't give it to me, that's it.
No, I didn't. That was funny.
I'm rubbing her shoulder right now.
Evidently, there was some prank calling going on Friday.
Oh, no, that's enough. That's enough. It was all in good fun.
Don't feel joke. Like, you know, you were the only one because you weren't.
Oh, so
because
I'm not special?
When
now you're attacking that sandwich like a rabid bull. I just you charged at it. Like it was like there was a red cape in front of the sandwich, and you just charged at it, man.
If I was at home eating this, it would have been gone by now. And I would be picking up the plate, licking it.
So what happened? Anything good happened last night?
My mouth was full. Hang on.
That's why I asked you.
Kind of like the waitress. Like,
I get slammed like that left and right. I'll be stuffing my face and you'll ask me a question.
Well, we went to several places, right? We went to, we went to all these, like, little backwoods cemeteries that were, well, they chased us out of several of them, and they put up signs, you know, if you're MGB, go away, stuff like that on one of them. So, I mean, it was, like, really freaky.
Mm-hmm.
The highlights of the evening were getting chased away from Ash Grove Cemetery. That was exciting. Or Ash something.
Why
right?
is that exciting?
Ash Town.
Who was chasing you out of there?
What? Yeah, Trucker Bob came.
Trucker
and
Bob.
He's like, what you doing here? And his like tooth was hanging down, you know. It was
hanging by the root.
Yeah, imminently going to fall out. And we were like, you know, well, we're just looking for the cemetery. And he goes, well, that's not a good idea right now. Get.
Is that exactly what he said?
When you were talking about his tooth, I could just get a visual of it just waving at you.
It was like flapping in the breeze. Yes, it was like really wild.
I would have went up to it and yanked it out. I would have said, it's free. Because, you know, if you would have went to the tennis, it would have been like $50.
I know, it would have been expensive. So, yeah.
You should have been like, I want it there.
I think it was more like, now get, or something like that. But anyway, he did.
He threw you guys out.
He threw us out, yes. He says, come back during the daylight.
That's all fun.
Ghosts hang out in the day? I don't know. But really? so we left there, you know. Because he might have had a dog.
With big teeth.
A dog with even one long, sharp tooth.
Yeah, but it would actually be attached to his gum.
Named Cooja. Yeah. Cooja.
Cooja, get out the truck and bite
or
these
chopper.
Bit
chopper
these
sick.
Pull my damn Kodiak down. Got damn dogs in my Kodiak.
Are we
Kodiak.
Still in Michigan here?
So
I don't know anybody from Michigan really talk like this.
I told you we went.
Go north.
We went. Okay. This was actually south. This
look,
was scary.
Okay, well,
in the
look,
woods.
Look for population two.
Yeah, and that's where we were. And so, but we ended up, it was all right. I mean, he was really cool about it.
Yeah,
and
cool.
He did have more than one tooth. But, you know, it didn't look like it at night because we were, like, really scared.
Did we even
him.
Talk about Trowbridge last weekend?
We did a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You guys talked about it a little bit?
We
yeah.
We did talk about the pictures. I just seen the pictures today. And
oh, you want to show everybody those pictures?
No, I don't want to show them. I want to talk about
Oh, okay.
About the orbs.
Well, first let me finish this story.
Okay.
Because my top thing.
You brought it up.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
My top thing that we did last night was we got chased out. By Farmer Bob, or no, Trucker Bob.
Trucker Bob.
Trucker Bob chases out the Ash Township or something cemetery. So that was all right.
I bet he had a Chevy.
You know, I don't know what kind, what? Dodge Ram.
Was it a new one?
No.
No, it was
from 1801. Yeah,
it was
circa, circa the Death Escort, yeah.
Did it have, like, the wood paneling on the side of it?
It was brown.
It was two-tone, probably.
It was probably two-tone.
You sure it wasn't brown, or was it just a nice shade of rust?
Well, that was probably more like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does what do they call it, Bondo color? Oh, no, that's blue, isn't
it? No, Bondo is a nice shade of pink, if you do it right.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well,
but
this was...
The catalyst is red, and the base is gray. See?
Yeah, no, this wasn't quite like that, so it was just rust.
Yeah.
Anyway, he chases away. So then, we're like, okay, what can we do?
Yeah.
So we went to... Was it right after that we went to Warlock Willie's? So, all right, so here's what we did.
Warlock Willie's?
We went out, yeah, it was just a...
Is that a new club or something?
It
like
was
that?
A tiny little 45-minute drive to Warlock Willie's. Yeah, that's the new club. And
it sounds like a porn star.
And we,
no, it sounds like a booth at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh!
Yeah, and we got way drunk, and it was awesome. Oh, no, wait, no, that was a different night. No, then we went to...
We have a phone call coming in.
Oh, okay.
You reach Wong's Wadi! How may I help you? Yeah, hang on. We're putting the mic on this thing. Hang on. You there?
Yo, Mutelman.
Oh, we got somebody
it
from Ireland.
Like it sounds like we have a Scotsman on the phone right now. And how can we help you today?
Oh, I thought I would just call in and say, hey, what the hell's going on, man?
Who is this? Well, hi. How you doing? What's your name?
Actually, this is Max from Chatter, man.
Okay, all right, okay, all right.
Did you dial the 888 number?
No, man, don't work.
Oh, that meanie, I put in the order again
to
open it up to Canada, yeah.
Well, we were talking about that last night, actually, about getting that number straightened out so Canadians can call in.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a definite prejudice with the phone line here for some reason, Max. I do apologize about that. Regardless, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. I thought I'd just call in, say what the hell, you know.
Well, it's open lines today. I mean, so pretty much anything goes within, you know, boundaries of good taste, which I think we've broken
that
anyway.
We threw
that
out
the
window
just
a little
bit ago. You can pretty much say whatever you want, I guess. But what's going on? Anything new and exciting with you?
Oh, not really. I just thought I'd drop in. Yeah, drop a call.
So basically you're saying you're a completely boring person then, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I've been doing, spending my whole weekend chatting with you guys in voice chat, really.
Well, yeah, you know, I was telling Doug about that before the show that, you know, a couple nights ago I hopped in the chat room and Phobos is like, we want to try this new voice chat thing out, and why don't you hop in there and see what's going on with that. And as soon as we worked the kinks out of it, just figuring out, you know, how it works, the dynamics of it, just the little technical things, it's an excellent, excellent tool to use for what we're doing right now and as far as, you know, broadcasting on the internet goes.
Well, I think it'd be great for taking calls anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, and actually, well, Phobos was actually broadcasting Pioneer last night through this particular tool.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, he had a channel set up where you could go in there. The thing is like the way this system works for you people out there listening, It's called TeamSpeak, and what it's designed for, in its very essence, in its conception, is for gaming. People who do online gaming, and you can chat within this program while you're playing your game, right? Phobos, the smart guy that he is, decided, you know, why don't we try using this tool to try to run Pioneer Radio off of? So there's a lot of uses it can have, obviously, and one of the main ones, obviously, would be broadcasting through this tool. The only problem with that, though, is you can't talk in this tool when you're listening to a show, though. That's the thing they have to work out. But other than that, though, the quality's excellent. Once the issue with it is training. You have to learn how it works. It's software, and it's like anything else. You have to understand how it works. And once you figure that out, though, it's a lot of fun. It's very cool, and it's nice to actually talk to a lot of these people that, you know, myself and yourself have talked to for months on the computer, not knowing who they really are, and finally actually, well, at least getting a voice with the name.
You know, how do you get to this thing? Because I've not done it yet.
Oh, you've got to try it after the show, then,
Doug. Yeah, we'll get to it after the show. We'll show you how it works. It's great.
Okay, because I have no clue. Is it off of the Pioneer website?
No,
or?
No. You have to download the software for it. I'll get you that stuff.
Okay.
It's just a little program. How big is the program? A couple of megs?
A couple megs.
It's a little program. It don't take up that much bandwidth at all. It works excellent. So as far as the listeners out there for Pioneer Radio, this is something new we're working on, and pretty soon you guys will be able to check it out for yourselves, too.
So, is yours a couple megs?
What's that? Shut up. Karma, cut it out. Max, did you say hi to Karma?
What'd you say?
Oh, listen to that.
This is James Bond calling.
James. Can you talk like Phobos?
No, I can't do a really good British accent, actually.
You don't have a good British accent? Hey, actually, last night, you said you could do Homer Simpson.
Oh, okay, I'll do Homer Simpson.
Do Homer Simpson for me.
Yeah.
We didn't get the in there, but I got the beer, and actually that sounded excellent. You were doing, God, who else did you do last night? Who other person's voice did you do last night? We were talking last night in TeamSpeak. I can't remember now. Just throw something at me, because you do excellent impressions, Max.
Well, I do Arnold, and I'm a really bad actor. I can never act anymore.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That was excellent. That was excellent. Very nice, very nice, very nice.
Whoa!
Did you see Terminator 3 yet, Max?
Not yet. I plan to wait until the hubbub is over and go and watch it on video or DVD or something like that. Hook it into my aisle.
It's a cute movie. You'll get a kick out of it. I know it's the wrong word to use for that movie, but that's what I got from it. It's a cute movie. I guess I should voice my opinion on this. The first Terminator was an excellent film. I think everybody down here can agree that it was an excellent film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then Terminator 2 came out. Now, in the first Terminator...
Pump.
What's that?
I was here to pump you up again.
Now, the first Terminator, we know the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, Schwarzenegger, he was a bad guy. He was trying to kill this woman. He was evil, sinister, all that good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happens in the second movie?
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy now.
He's the bad guy again.
It's like he went to church.
No, he...
And got repented.
No, he's a good guy. He's got some little kid telling him to raise his leg and beat people up for him now.
Yeah, oh, I remember. Yeah, Terminator 2.
Yeah, it just totally, my opinion is it ruined the character so much. It just destroyed the character. And
I figured they should have made him more evil.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's an android. He's a robot. Cybernetic organism. That's his actual name. That's what they call them now, cybernetic organisms. But
you screw up a whole plot line, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, but part 3, I'm not gonna ruin it for anybody out there. But it's the story's very good. The special effects, of course, they're like, you know, best money can buy. They have the best people on that CGI, everything on the screen. But it just it's a good. I enjoyed it. I really can't say I loved it, but I enjoyed watching it. To pay $15 to take a date and see it, though, I'm not gonna spend that kind of loot. I won't do it.
He's from Canada, right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard him say A yet.
Well, no,
he's from British Columbia.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna do another personation. It's the Canadian version of this character.
Okay.
All right, Gummy. We're going to war, eh?
Damn, man.
Okay, that was really okay, all right, cool.
Doug,
I like that.
Where's your manners?
I can't stop.
What happened to the professionalism?
Oh, that was awesome, Max.
That was very cool, Max. Anything else on your mind, Max? Any questions, any concerns, anything going on with you? Do you hate somebody or anything?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah.
Hate anybody.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just talking out of my behind right now. Do you have any concerns with Ghostly Talk? Any questions for us? Anything wonderful you'd like to speak about?
Kill Canada.
Oh, my God. You're not hearing that, are you?
Yeah, he can hear that better than the folks on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Max?
That's it. I'm coming down there one of these days looking for her.
Uh-oh.
Karma, you're in trouble, Karma.
You better pack a lunch and grab a
stuff school. There's a lot. This is a real. Now, this is like turned into professional wrestling on Ghostly Talk now.
Hey.
We have smack talking going on.
This is so cool. Well, I got to write a commercial for this.
Oh really?
Oh god, yeah.
we're gonna have a battle royal between
Ghostly Smack Talk.
We'll between Max and Karma and Doug's front yard next weekend. Be there. Or
I'm
be
calling
square.
Don King to promote it right now.
Well, that's cool.
I was doing the South Park thing.
Oh yeah, from the movie South Park. You saw that movie, didn't you, Max?
That movie?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. No, South Park the movie.
Yeah.
You saw.
No, it's Blame Canada.
No, they're saying.
Well, it's Blame Canada.
It's Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada, sweetheart. You got to get it right.
Well, I would say Kill Canada.
You know, I'll have to go and give you a good line because Canada would win.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Don, call me.
Oh, my God.
Canada would kick America's ass.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing over there?
Dude, you guys got... No, now, wait a minute. Okay, let's just take one arena that I know about, and that's music. What bands do you have in Canada?
Oh, wait. Nelly Furtado.
Oh, yeah, you guys do have that loser. No. Okay, who else do you have? No, she's all right.
They have... who's that one that sang the one with a ship that went down?
What?
No, that's... Well, yeah.
What was that, Max?
We got Shania Twain. Let's see who else we got. We got Great Big C.
And that chick is with the really long hair, and she looks like an Afghan
Nickelback.
Hound.
Nickelback, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Nickelback's from Canada?
I think so. I have no idea.
I didn't know Nickelback came from Canada. Nickelback's from Canada?
No.
Oh, what's going on in the chat room?
Money Shot. Do not read that on the air.
What is it?
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting, man.
While we're on the air, you know, we are in the chat room. If you go to, go to Undernet and you go into # Pioneer Radio. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we're in there.
Fight for all that.
And they're all, like, chatting while we're talking. You guys, we got to take a break.
We need to take a break.
Yes. So, thank
Max,
you, Max.
Thanks for calling in, man. It's nice talking to
thanks,
you again.
Thanks, Max, Sean, Arnold, everybody.
Yeah. I love Canada, too, by the way, especially about another year when that thing gets passed.
What thing is that?
What thing are they passing?
Oh, yeah, they're going to legalize marijuana in Canada.
Well, they're doing a lot of stuff. You know what? Before we go to break, let me do this.
No, I've got to state for the record, you can walk down the street with a, you know, with several ounces and not get busted.
No shirt.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, women can wander around Canada with you know, topless. Although it's pretty cold usually in Canada, except for in the summer.
Yeah.
So it would be like kind of.
I couldn't.
Obvious.
I would be causing traffic accidents.
Yes, you would. You would be causing traffic accidents.
I
could
do my own horn, but I just wouldn't want to be responsible.
Oh, I can vouch for it.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
So they. But what? Listen to what we came up with. I was in the chat room. It wasn't last night. It must have been 2 nights ago. Well, no, they're working on legalizing marijuana,
uh-huh.
Right? They're you can go.
Yeah, legalize prostitution.
Prostitution is legal, and
no, they
right,
have organized
no,
businesses kidding. You can go to and put and order and, like you order a limo.
Yeah, and they have like
what's
a license
favorite,
number. You can also go to to the drugstores and buy those 222s.
Why?
Which are the codeine, yeah, codeine
okay.
Painkillers.
Max, what's your favorite, man?
Favorite what?
Well, favorite.
About to go to get a honey for the night.
I might just have to come down to Michigan.
Oh, boy.
I'll be right here.
My God, we need to go to break really
bad. Yeah, except for I think that won't be no love nest. It'll be a wrestling match, I have a feeling. All right, let's go to break.
All right, Max, it was nice talking to you, man.
You guys got to check out the voice chat after the show, man.
Definitely, definitely. We'll do that tonight.
Certainly will.
Take care of yourself, Max. Be good, man.
Stagehand Tool Belt. Stagehand Tool Belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand Tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMP pouch, radio pouch, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com
and see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
Yeah.
Ooh, scary. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L. And she's without, and yeah, you're without a mic.
Yeah.
We have Phobos on the line. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good, good, good. I'm glad you called. We have things to discuss. Big things, scary things.
But you were talking about the voice chat room earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying during the break that for the first time, although it's a very crude version first because we've got to tweak it, Ghostly Talk is now live in the voice chat room as well. So,
not
that there'd be anyone there listening in at the moment, but it's just proving the technology.
At some point
in the future, we may yet be able to stream Pioneer over voice chat.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
There's lots of possibilities there. It should be quite fun.
Well, the big thing I know we were just discussing during the break was that it basically cuts the bandwidth in half as far as, you know, space and what we need, the service listeners who want to listen to Pioneer Radio. It just basically doesn't take up as much room. It moves a lot quicker from what I've seen, too. And the quality's still there, too. That's really important, obviously. So far, I think it's working great. I was listening to shows last night when I got home. And it seems to be a pretty good system so far. I mean, working the bugs out is one thing. I know we've all been kind of messing around with that for the last couple of days. But so far, I think it's a great little tool to use.
Well, I mean, just a simple statistic. The bandwidth that was required for all the chatting that we've done in the voice chat room is only a fifth of what the normal feed is that we deliver. In fact, we've been delivering 48K, and we're only going on 24 now, which is half of what we've had in the past.
Yeah.
The quality's still there, obviously, on 24.
Yeah.
On 5K, which is what the voice chat room's doing, that's a fifth, which means you could have five times as many listeners on your bandwidth.
Yeah, and that's what we want. Well, we want to have five times as many listeners to start off with anyways. So that, I mean, just it's a great little tool just for that aspect. It's not going to cost as much money to run.
So every single one of you tell five of your friends, because we'll have, four of your friends, because we'll be able to have as many listeners, huh?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right, Phobos?
Yeah, there are actually other benefits to the chat room as well. We can see, for example, that the shows on Pioneer might take call-ins this way. At the moment, I'm calling into GT over their telephone line.
Yeah.
I don't have another caller right now at the same time.
Yeah.
Unless you get another phone line.
Oh, rub it in our face. Yeah, there you go. We know that.
We thought the phone line was super cool.
Apparently, yeah, we were...
Well, come on, guys, you know, step into the 80s. What do you cheese, you know? I mean, that's yesterday's thing. A phone line? A line you're talking about? An actual physical line? What a joke.
You're supposed to do it all virtually now.
Yeah.
But no, Phobos, that really is
a very cool tool.
It is rocking. I mean, that's a really rocking.
Up to 100 callers going in at the same time. They won't necessarily all be talking at the same time. At least you hope they won't.
But well, not if Bonnie were in the... If Bonnie were around, she'd shut them all. She'd be like, yeah!
We have our time.
My turn.
Three people.
Huh?
There's a mute control.
No kidding. Doug, I hate to do this live, but you know what we haven't done in a couple of weeks?
Why?
We have a couple sitting in the inbox right now. Stomp Phobos.
I thought that was coming.
Ah!
I have a feeling someone's going to stomp you.
Yeah, maybe. Doug, why don't you call up your email?
I have to start dusting off the prize box here.
Yeah, because we have all this good stuff sitting here still, and we need to get it out. I really want to get rid of this stuff. I'm tired of looking at it.
But what does Phobos get?
Let me grab my microphone.
Phobos!
How about a date with me?
Woohoo!
What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, catch one of the last Concorde flights or something. Why not, you know?
All right. Let me see.
Well, we'll have to fly her over, right?
Oh, well, I'm sure she wouldn't mind that.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll fly her over on the Ghostly Talk helicopter, you know? I mean, that we have that available to
us. Well, you're working on the space shuttle.
Well, yeah, you know, but NASA's got a few problems right now, and they're not really... I mean, they
yeah,
just didn't think Ghostly Talk was important enough. So we actually have to stick with the helicopter right now.
Nice.
Oh, you guys, we do have to pick something to send to Gary.
I know.
Okay, so we have to pick something and send it, because I've got his info here, so we can
Yeah, we
can
will need to send
something.
That out to him.
So,
Gary,
yeah.
Gary didn't necessarily stump Phobos.
But he caused quite mayhem.
He caused quite a stir one week, and we decided we're going to send him something.
So, we did stump the troublemakers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
we encourage that here on this show. We're going to try to stump you again this week, though, Phobos, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Don't sound so smug.
Oh, I have an email from Ross Allison of A-Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah, and he wants to remind everybody that August 30th and 31st is their conference that's coming up.
Okay.
So that's www.thereisaghost.com.
I thought it was There's a Ghost.
Oh.
There's a ghost.com.
There's a ghost.com. Okay, well, try one that's not.
Just look it up on Google.
Yeah. It's A-Ghost. A-G-H-O-S-T.
Just default. If you can't find something, go to Google, man.
Yes. And so I'm looking for Stump Phobos. I know there's several of them, but I get so much email that I have to ignore, you know?
Yeah, like mine?
I just love that.
Hey. It's hard ignoring so many people's email.
Well, you know, when it's got has forward attack, like I'm in the subject heading, it usually gets deleted from my inbox too. All right,
Phobos.
That air's our friend, right?
I have so much stuff in here.
We're looking for a good one.
There's millions of them here. I know it's there, Doug.
When was it sent? Do you remember who sent it?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Ah, this is a trick question. Where is the Stump Phobos question?
All right, if you can figure that one out, man, you get all the prizes yourself.
It's over there!
How's the weather in the UK?
It's been all right. I mean, it's been making up its mind recently. It has been hot, but now it's not sure. It's had some rain, and it's undecided.
Kind of like most women, undecided.
Oh, jeez.
We are. We can't make our minds up.
Well, do you want to go to England, Karma?
Yeah, I do.
You want to meet Jeff?
Sure.
I want to meet Jeff, though, too. I don't want to go on a date with him, but, I mean, I wouldn't mind hanging out.
I know. I want to hang out around the lab. I'm sure he's got a couple of test tubes bubbling.
Oh, no. You are a mad scientist. We've decided that down here in the haunted basement, Phobos.
Wow. we could cook up a few interesting experiments, I suppose.
Ah, very cool, very cool.
Use me as a guinea pig.
Just anything, huh?
He has a sexy accent. I mean,
are you getting all this, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I'm laughing it up.
You're loving this, aren't you? You never thought in a million years by doing internet radio you'd have a girl wooing you like this on the air.
At least there's nobody listening.
Thanks, man. Love you, too.
You know what? I want to see
it. To be called Irony.
Well, how are we doing there, Doug?
Well, this one, I don't know. The only one I could find was from Max, and I don't think that's going to be one. He wants to know what the 5th, 7th, 10th, and 16th numbers of pi are. But that sounds...
Okay, it's 3.1415926538462643383. Probably made a mistake in there somewhere, but it's pretty close.
All right, stop. Right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, so, Will, can you hear the phone? Okay, no, either that or pop a notepad up on the desktop of the computer. One of the two. Hang on. You're going to stop right there, Phobos. Hang on. Okay, hang on for 1 second. Because if you get this right, man, I'm flying you over here.
Don't worry about a hotel room.
Okay, Phobos.
1419526 Let me start again now.
Yeah, take it slow. Can you take it slow?
I'm saying this. 3.1415926536462643383.
Okay. All right, I think
it was 20-odd years ago that I memorized that.
I think only I can type that fast, right?
Okay, hang on. We're trying to match your speed right now, Phobos.
All right, hang on one second. Okay. Yeah, we got to
pull. For me, if I do it slower, that's the trouble.
No, okay. You don't have to do it slower. You're okay. Do it while I'm typing.
Yeah, because Doug's a typing machine. Okay, here we go. Ready, Phobos? On the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
3.1415926536462643383.
Okay, let's take a look.
All right, read this back, Doug, to Phobos.
3.1415926536462643383.
That's what I said.
Okay, let's compare this to what we have in Max's email. Who actually, Max, that was the previous call we had was Mr. Max. Let's see if he stumped Phobos or not.
You see, the trick is, a long time ago I had a crack at memorizing it.
Oh, did you?
It may have deteriorated a little bit, but it should be pretty close.
All right. Just give us 1 second here.
Close don't count unless you're playing horseshoes and hand grenades.
Here we go. Okay.
The 16th one doesn't match unless I counted wrong. Let me check.
Okay.
Well, who's to say
Max
isn't wrong?
Yeah, we differ on the 16th digit. Because Phobos said it was a 4, and Max says it's a 2.
It's a 2.
So.
Uh-oh.
But is Max right, though?
I don't know. I don't know who's right.
Bring it up.
Okay. Well,
call up pi.com or whatever.
We're gonna ask the judges right now.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the actual creative mathematics website and find out what's going on here. You might want to keep that up, Doug.
Oh. Okay.
Just in case, you know.
Right, I'll leave it here.
Because Phobos, that was pretty insane,
Survey
dude. I gotta say that was pretty insane just ringing that off like that. I mean, I think I go 3.14 and I'm cooked. I'm done.
I just made that up.
Yeah. Pi.com.
Probably like mathematics.com.
Pi.com is going to take you somewhere else, I think.
Oh, yeah. Don't call that one up now while we're broadcasting.
Pi, no E on the end.
No E on the E, exactly, because that'll probably bring us up a rainbow of wonderful sites to look at.
Actually, there's another one you could search for, 3.1415.
Oh, that's true.
On Google, yeah. Discovering the value of pi. Well, usually about $80 in one night.
Right.
Believe it or not, someone once memorized it to about 1 million digits.
You're kidding me.
There's a world record on it.
Oh,
really?
The answer can be found on this webpage, www.angio.net. That's ANGIO.net/pi/digits/100.txt.
Okay.
/100.txt.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, it probably didn't do it all the way to 1 million digits, but...
A million?
Yeah.
I know that. It's some incredible feat. I wouldn't be surprised if it
gosh.
Was 1 million, though. There are some people that
can you
that.
Count out the 16th one?
Oh, my God.
Well, here, why don't we just go at them in order. Ready? 3.14159265 3646
After that,
after that, okay.
And the order
is
3.14159265358979 3 2.
My head just exploded. 5897 1 5897 9 3 2. Maybe the 16th digit? No, the 16th digit would be the 1 2 3 4 5 6.
Oh my God, I'm getting tired looking at this number.
It would have been the
16 was a 2 according to this thing.
Yeah, so according to that one, according to Angio.net, it was what Max said.
Oh, well, I bet he's right. It was a long time ago.
Uh-oh.
How far did they get anyway?
Well,
Oh, my
well,
God.
How far was it? It was, Will, can you go back to that webpage?
Yeah.
It'll be in there. And it was... Now... Stop me when we get to the digit that is different. 3.14159265364.
Right,
the
356
and 6 is a 5. No, it's 2656.
Five,
five, five. So it stopped right there. All right.
Okay, we got it now.
Well, you got the first
100
right.
Okay, they agree.
Well, Mike's good. I took the challenge on.
They agree to 10 digits, and then after, and then the 11th digit that includes the 3, the significant, you know, the whole 3.
Did you get the 11?
No, from the 11th on is where they defer.
Oh.
So out to 10 digits, both what Phobos remembers and this thing agree, and then after that it doesn't.
Oh boy.
Oh, well.
Well, Phobos.
Well, I memorized it in sections, and It was a while ago. That's my
No, that's cool. No, that's totally cool.
He probably, like, that was the 116th through the 119th or something
yeah.
digit.
But I think you'll find that it does all agree up in bits, but there's a bit missing in the middle or something.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I bet there's shifted over or something. But that's pretty cool.
Okay, so
we're
going to send Max a Ghostly Talk thong, right?
Yes, and he's get only if
he's
got to model it and send it into not Ghostly Talk. He has to send it anywhere but us.
Oh, yeah.
Cause we
don't that or the Ghostly Talk beer
send
mug.
It to Karma. He has to send it to Karma.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to set that up.
Yeah.
Max, if you're listening, you have a request. Congratulations, Max. It looks like you may... I don't really want to say that on the air because it seems so bad to say anyways. Did he actually stump Phobos?
Well, according to that webpage, yes. But I'm going to have to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find a website to verify which one.
Okay.
You know, I've got them in a file. So.
Okay. Excellent.
So I will. Phobos. Check it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to look into this a little bit more.
Well, let me see. He stumped him on the 16th digit of pi. Now that is not so bad.
Yeah, but
I know. Tell me about it.
Obviously, if Phobos isn't a pervert, he wouldn't know that. So does that count?
I don't know that.
He wouldn't know that one.
Right. So I mean, is there a certain like subject? Is it just like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no. It's whatever one that we decide that he should be able to answer. And
that one was kind of weird.
This one, I thought it was very, very trivia kind of thing.
Yeah, but
just
he started reading it off when we were live on the air.
Way back in, way back in early Phobos had memorized it, you know, and so what can we do? So I think he has pi out to 10 digits. So Phobos has limitations.
Oh, God, you hear that, Phobos? I'll pay for the plane to you. You can come out here and knock him around if you want. I didn't say that.
You can knock me around.
Eventually, somebody's going to come up with something that Phobos has just not started.
Making me go red here, you know, just as well.
Ooh, you know what? We could have a whole show like that.
Well, broke Phobos. Congratulations.
Karma talking to Phobos, and it could be, you know, let's see who, like, is more embarrassed or something.
I won't get too embarrassed.
I will.
So, all right, I would too.
I'll be sitting at home going, my God, she just said that. Oh, my God.
So Phobos does, some of his knowledge then must be, you know, like, you know, 10 digits of pi instead of 16.
You know, why don't we just throw him on a lab table and just, like, you know, analyze him? How's that sound? Why don't we just, like, you know, do like a...
Well, I'm glad, if he was here in the U.S., if he was here in the U.S., the government might just kidnap him and say it was aliens and then tear about his brain or something based on all the...
No, he's a terrorist.
Yeah? Why?
Too smart for
our own good, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's Phobos. That's why he's your name now is the Phobos.
The Phobos.
So now, when you call in now, Jeff, you're gonna have to go, I am the Phobos, as in speaking
as opposed to the Borg.
Yeah, as opposed to. Well, yeah, you know, because the Borg speak in third person all the time too, so they have a big head. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they have billions and billions in their head.
Mr. P.
So we are up to the next break.
Yeah, we need to take a break, because that was just about as insane as the first one.
And there are more some Phobos questions. I just can't find them at this
moment. Yeah, we're
going to
find those. It's been kind of a weird week.
Because I have 206 emails in my inbox that I have neglected. You know.
Same here.
Yeah. Thank you, Phobos.
Thanks for calling, man. It's always great talking to you.
All right.
This will be good, man. Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
You so want his
Scott, it's Doug.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Well, you know I've been working on that phone thing,
yeah.
Mostly Talk.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I finally got it. I got one of them toll-free numbers for folks to call in with.
Oh, yeah. What's the number?
Well, it's
1-888-520-1969.
Can we write this down?
It's 1-888-520-1969.
Yeah.
520-1969.
That's it.
Excellent. Good work,
though. We'll
talk you later.
Cool. Catch
ya. Bye-bye. MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Position as manager now at Newcastle, Bill.
Have you ever been told off? Hey? What a diabolical question you asked.
Bill,
so off, didn't you? You can put that in the radio as well. What a disgraceful question.
That, hey? That just happened last year, that.
You
yes. Red Blood American Ghostly Talk. Live on the air for all you red-blooded, meat-eating Americans. And Canadians. I know Canadians eat meat. And so, well, I know English people eat a lot of potatoes, but I think they eat a little bit of meat here and there, too. And
well, they things like shepherd's pie and stuff. So they eat, like, the meat that we wouldn't.
They eat leftovers.
What the heck was that?
It's leftovers.
Well, no.
Somebody, what happened with the fade?
It didn't
fade very well,
off.
Did it?
It's your thing. It's your
motorhead
thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it fades out. I had it always fading on. Whatever.
It's like ending now.
Whoa. I didn't say anything.
So anyway, like kidney and stuff.
Shepherd's pie is kidneys. Well, when my cousin makes it, she makes it with
potatoes
on the bottom with, like, corn and all kinds of crazy leftover
shepherd's
stuff.
Shepherd's pie?
Yeah. I had it once. Do you remember in downtown Mount Clemens there was that, like, O'Grady's pub or whatever?
Downtown.
What was the place again?
But it was, like, O'Grady's or O'Shanahan's or something. And,
yeah.
And I ordered what they called English shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
And it was okay, but, you know, kidney's a bit strong for me.
Yeah,
I don't like kidney in my diet. That's something I don't believe I should eat.
You know what? Well, kidneys or liver, anything that's a organ that filters out your poisons and your toxins.
Yeah, something
exactly.
About
it
eating that
tastes like
beep.
It just tastes like it, you know.
Liver, the consistency of liver.
Oh, my God. It's like a leech.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
I want to read for everybody The Legend of Warlock Willie.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to grab my thing so that it'll do the crackling and stuff, so ignore that. Ha. Okay.
Grab your
excellent
cookies and milk.
Yes. And
knock
your
table over while you're at it, okay?
This is where I went with the Michigan Ghostbuster folks last night. This is one of the places.
Okay. All
right. And right now I'm on theshadowlands.net, of course, because it is like the place to go when you're looking for anything haunted.
Any type of legend, yes.
Yeah, and it says in Dexter, Michigan, Warlock Willie's. There is a small cemetery near an apple orchard about a mile from town on Huron River Drive. There are only a few gravestones, but there is a particular tree that is said to grow over the grave of a warlock. The tree has thorns growing on it, although it isn't the type of tree to naturally grow thorns. People say that if you lie on the ground in front of the tree, you can see a shadow come at you and pass through you into the ground. I'll put my mic back.
Through you?
Sounds like Willie.
Okay, there. Now it's back.
Free Willie.
Okay. Here's the thing. We went there.
Okay.
The tree is real. There is a real tree.
Thorns?
With thorns. And I've got pictures of it, and I can show it to you. And we're going to put it up on the Michigan Ghostbusters site, of course. You know, so it'll be at MichiganGhostbusters.com eventually. Here's the thing. It appears somebody took it quite seriously and figured that there was a warlock named Willie buried under this tree because somebody exhumed him. I mean, they dug up the ground and there is a hole the size of like what you would put a casket in and it, you know, going down 6 feet.
Maybe they took him out because he was just causing too much trouble there.
I don't know. Well, or maybe the owner of the land dug the hole so that people would go there and say, oh, you know, there's no real person there. Yeah. So, but the thing is, we took some pictures of this weird tree, okay? Because it is really a freaky tree. And Jeff... You just did. We should be live.
Oh, my God.
We're live again. I forget what I was saying. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Willie.
Warlock Willie?
Don't bring up the name again because he's got the lights off.
Yeah, I think maybe we should not talk about that anymore on the air. Because all I can say is I started talking about it and boom!
We lost power.
Rolling brown out.
Murphy took a break tonight.
Yeah, he was
Murphy,
late.
Murphy, yeah, it wasn't
well,
Murphy
he was
shit.
In England earlier, you know. They couldn't get the feed going at exactly 7 p.m.
Oh
Eastern time. Couldn't get it going, and then, you know, he hopped on the jet, came over to here.
I hope we're up, because if not, we're talking to ourselves.
No, we're... I see...
Let me make sure.
I'm playing.
We're not up.
Oh, shit.
Why aren't we server is down. It's not doing fucking errors. That's something.
No, it's on. It's just not. He needs to connect. As soon as Phobos reconnects, we'll be set.
I'm like a bird. I only want to fly away. God sent us that misery. Quit rubbing that mic on your crotch.
It's not my crotch.
Close, it's your face.
Oh, you fucker. So how many hours did you actually sleep yesterday?
I slept almost 24 hours.
How the hell do you do that?
And then I lay back down for a nap. Because something's sucking my energy.
Shut up. Hey, look at me.
He heard suck.
He heard suck in the mic. I gotta go home and order train tickets.
Oh, there he is.
We're back on now?
Train tickets.
We're live.
We're not talking to ourselves no more?
No, that was just during the brownout.
We were talking to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of sucking energy.
Yeah.
I am just drained, man. I don't know why.
Maybe it was an EMP pulse from the government.
Maybe they're trying to shut us down.
They're shutting down ghostly
fascist.
I know. Huh.
No way, man. I'll go down dying. I'll go down fighting.
We haven't said one bad thing about them either.
I know.
We're about to.
They predicted if they sent an EMP pulse to, the studio.
Was it because I said bleep?
I don't know. I didn't think that was that bad. You self-edited. I thought that was great.
I was like,
we haven't made fun of the president yet.
I know.
Even though we all...
It's so easy to. I mean, I see every single night on Jay Leno.
Like a complete ass of himself.
You know what? We all know that he's a clone.
He is a clone. I believe he's a clone.
I believe it, too.
Or a lizard person.
Yeah.
But
look at his clone.
Think about it.
You see the split down the center of it?
Pork tongue.
Think about this. How many people can go to work and then have their father give them helpful tips? You know? I would like it if I could call my dad up and be like, Dad, I'm having trouble with my supervisor. Can you tell me what I can say to him? You know what I'm saying?
I call my dad and go, Dad, I'm going to kill this guy that sits next to me. What do you think I should do?
You know what he'd say? Don't say that too loud or else you're going to get some time off work.
Really cool. I want to kill you! Mr. Lambert, can you come to my office, please, Mr. Lambert?
He said he had guns. No, I said I had the runs.
You can turn off work for that too.
I think what we should do is not talk anymore about
the W man.
Yeah, I'll call him WW.
The W.
It's not Willy Wonka either.
What'd you say?
W.
Thank you.
Okay.
W. Did you pick up that language from that guy with the pickup truck last time?
No, he gave me this dirty look when I said W.
W.
Yes, it's W.
You sound like
W.
GhostlyTalk.com.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times when I was in school I got marked down? I almost failed because of all the W's. I said.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, what? You got marked down for that?
Yes, it was like 2 points.
And how did you have to pronounce it?
Double U.
Uh-oh.
And not only that, we would get ridiculed by the teacher. He'd be like, all right, I'm from way south, W-W, you know?
And he wanted you to say
W-W.
I'm going to have to pay attention to commercials on TV.
I never really pay attention to that.
Well, if you listen to some of the formats are more like laid back, like some of your hip-hop and even some of, I think on Riff I heard them say W.
Uh-huh.
Well, the
it's just they want you to kind of like get into the habit of saying W, the enunciation thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of formats don't, they want you to be, you know, because people will call in and say, they would correct you on every little thing that you say wrong.
Well, I hate to say it, but the American language has more exceptions to it than any other language on the planet.
I think
that's
so.
That's the truth. That's the truth. It is. The American language, to learn English as opposed to, you know, American English, because there's different forms of English, too, obviously. They have more formal versions, more laid-back versions. We know about all that.
And then there's Zanny's version. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever heard Zanny speak? It's like, brilliant.
No, I haven't heard
him. Who's Zanny?
He does the Zanny show. On Pioneer, it used to be on ZPR. I don't know if it's on Pioneer or not yet. But to hear him speak is just absolutely incredible. But he's married. Sorry, Karma.
I'm not after every guy that calls in. Or
well, I think he's. I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Is he happily married?
Oh, my God. Well.
I am not a homewrecker. I'm not. No,
from across oceans. Anyway.
Well, no, but I don't like to go out with married guys, especially ones with children.
Yeah?
Because nobody's taking money out of my check for child support.
What do you mean out of your check?
Well, it's kind of like it's a combined income, you know? So I look at it as if I'm with a guy who has kids, not that there's anything wrong with it, and if anybody has, you know, going out with a guy with kids, that's fine, but...
What about a girl with kids?
Same thing.
Fascist.
But I'm just saying that, you know, with that, there comes a lot of luggage. And, you know, you get with the guy that has kids and they have to pay child support. They're locked up in jail half the time because they're not paying it. Whatnot. Okay, anyway. This is ghostly talk.
Yeah.
This sounds like social commentary by Karma on ghostly talk.
Well, look what happened. We had a brownout here.
Yeah, that's true. So,
that kind of
but we are not going to talk about my evening last night. Evidently, the powers that be do not want us to.
No, no, no. Because
they pulled the main.
Open the main, lines,
that
though.
Sounds kind of...
No, that's what they call it. When, you know, those big levers.
Like if you have to go to the bathroom, you pull the main.
Oh, no, not drain the main vein.
Oh, my
but
God.
You pull
well, I don't
the
have
main.
One, so I wouldn't know exactly how you guys say it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I have a penal tuck.
Oh. Okay.
You're like that dude from Silence of the Lambs. Never mind. Go, Doug. Please talk.
No, I'm pretty well done.
So you really need to get us on. You really need to get us on track.
Oh, look, a nipple
here.
Clip.
Ow! Ow!
Are you jealous, Scott L?
Harder, ooh, harder, harder. Oh, that's the best you can do.
Well, one of the things that just before the show, Karma comes downstairs and she goes, "Oh, we need some of those
clothespins.
Yeah.
The kind that have the spring in them, you know, the kind of
C-47s. If
is
you're
that what
into
they are?
The video, they call them C-47s.
So she's like, "Oh, we need clothespins." So I brought out two clothespins, the kind, you know, that with the spring in them and the C-47s. And
C-47.
And certainly enough, you know, she's using them on us. So way to go, Karma.
I'm in pain.
It was for your guys' own good because I ate something I shouldn't have. And you can put these over your nose.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
We need to take these ghost hunting. These are now new ghost hunting equipment. So I'm pretty well done. I'm not going to talk about the...
We don't have a break.
Can I read a story after
you're
done?
You want to read a story from here?
Yeah.
I can read a story right now if you want.
There's not those thousand and these in there, is there?
No.
Okay, I don't like those kind of books.
No, this is a better
story. They're so hard to...
No, this is a forum.
Okay.
not a forum on the internet, either.
A forearm?
Take the book. Take the book, woman.
I can't read.
Take the book. We usually just... You wanted to read.
Okay, what are we going to break or are we going to do a story?
We're going to do a story.
Okay.
Let's do a story. We got knocked off because of the brownout, and I had no problem going through a break this time. I don't know about you, Doug.
Whatever you want to do.
Let's blow through this break.
All right.
Let's blow through this break. We got a half an hour. We can do
all right,
this. Open lines. Call in.
Yep. 1-888-520-1969.
Okay. And what story would you like me to read?
This one right here.
Okay. It's a Drink of Water by David N. Cooper. Speaking of Drink of Water. Never mind. About a month after I moved to a new apartment that I had subleased from a couple eager to move, I came home from work one night after 1 o'clock a.m. as usual to find the water running in the bathroom sink. My first thought was, of course, was that I had been absent-minded and had left the water running as I had hurried to leave for work. A few weeks later, I came home again at night to find the water in the kitchen sink running full blast. I thought that this was odd because surely I would have noticed the kitchen faucet running. After further thought, I realized that I had not been in the kitchen area that evening and therefore would have had no opportunity to even touch the kitchen faucet. Maybe a week had gone by when a similar situation occurred. This time a chair had been moved in my living room, away from the wall, and the water was running in the bathtub. It was only a few days after this last incident that I was lying on the bed in the bedroom. Of course, the bed's going to be in the bedroom. Anyways, in the back of the apartment, about to fall asleep. It was earlier than usual since I had not had to work that night. From the front room of the apartment, I heard, as plain as could be, a small child ask, "Daddy, could I have a drink of water?" Being half asleep and half awake, I lay there in bed trying to rationalize what I had just heard. Was it my imagination? Was it coming from next door? I was now awake, and I heard it again. "Daddy, could I have a drink of water?" To get to sleep that night, I had to rationalize. Though what I had heard was clear as day and seemed to be coming from the front room of my apartment, it must have been coming through the wall from either the apartment on my immediate right or on my immediate left. 2 days later, in front of our building, I met the neighbor who lived on my immediate right. I took a chance and asked her whether the visitors had left. When she asked me point blank, "What visitors?" I explained about hearing the small child ask for a drink of water. It turned out that, though nothing strange was happening in her apartment, her boyfriend, whose apartment was on the immediate left of mine, was experiencing similar episodes. He was hearing a child ask for a drink of water. His water was being turned on mysteriously in the middle of the night. His furniture was being moved around. Needless to say, I didn't stay long in that apartment after my close encounter was corroborated. Yeah, but whatever...
How you spell that?
But whatever the presence was, it obviously meant no harm to anyone. All the child wanted was a drink of water. And all I want is for these bleeps to quit making gestures around me when I'm trying to tell a story.
Well, you know what I
Will,
was thinking?
I want to make sure you stay sit down because last time you did that, we lost all the power.
Yeah.
You know what, Will? You were the only one that got me to crack a smile on that one.
I guess we got to lift our shirts off to do that, okay. Huh? In case anybody from Clear Channel is listening, you know what I have to say to that story?
Kiss my ass.
No.
Whoa.
No.
I was thinking
of bringing the level of the show up, and I was thinking of doing this professionally. So after hearing that story, I have to say, you know, to the writer of the story, you may have been visited.
You may have smoked some really good stuff.
Thanks, George.
And so are your neighbors. Going through their vents.
You may have been visited. Yeah.
Try that stereo again, right?
I don't know. I thought it started off as a good story, but then it ended like how I would end it. Like, you guys ever see anything? It was just boring. It was a boring story.
but to the person who wrote it, which is, these are supposedly real life stories, you know, based on, you know, what the book it came from says.
Yeah.
But George would say, I mean, we would say,
"My immediate
you may have been visited." There.
Very important, and we must point that out.
Yes, we can go internet. Oh, wait,
we are may have been having LSD flashbacks.
So anyway,
what if he had a chick at his house and she was calling him daddy, and he was drunk? I mean, she was like, "Daddy,
and
can you get me a glass of water?"
They were on ecstasy, and of course you're going to need water.
Yeah.
You guys are reading way too
daddy,
much into this story.
Can you give me a glass of water?
Who's your daddy?
Maybe she was saying, "Daddy, can I get another dollar?"
Who's your daddy? You're disgusting.
Okay, you guys way too much into that story. I mean,
What are we reading into it? We're trying to knock all the equations out of it.
Yeah.
Well, this thing was
you're analyzing the story.
It could have been. They could have made it better. Like, will you bake me a pie?
Well, I think.
You know.
Would you buy me a motorbike?
Daddy, do you have any slippers to wear?
Daddy, can I sleep in the bed with you?
The thing is, these are supposedly real-life stories.
Yeah, well, the book,
you know.
Actually, the book.
Plug the book, because it is a really interesting book.
Yeah, I picked this up over Christmas.
Yeah.
When I went on my book bender.
Yeah.
I blew, like, hundreds of dollars on books.
I just know USA Today.
See, if I would have known that you could read, I would have got you a gift certificate for Borders or something.
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh, that hurt. You all right?
No.
Okay.
I think I'm smart now.
You start speaking in tongues.
I don't like it. I've spoken tongues before.
Have you?
That is real, yes. Pentecostal, yes.
I never believed in ghosts until... .. 100 Real Life Encounters. It's actually a book that was made by... was collected from the editors of USA Today. It's a very cool little book to check out. Whenever we just want to fill stuff in on this show, we bring a story out from this book.
Well, when you were going to talk about, like, I don't know, your ghost hunting experience and everything, and then as soon as you do and the lights go out and things like that...
everything dies on you.
Then it's time to pull out...
shut the hell up.
Yeah, it's a pull out the filler book because...
someone call us.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shutting the hell up, actually, we were discussing this last night in TeamSpeak, actually.
Yeah.
And there were some very good points that were brought up concerning internet radio.
Oh, I already know. There's like, you gotta tell Carmen to shut up every once in
a while. No. It's got nothing to do with that.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, everybody loves you.
They hate me.
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the hate mail we're getting and the fan mail you're getting.
Because you guys don't talk sex to them.
I guess not.
But I'm not doing it on purpose.
So, Doug, what kind of underwear you're wearing right now, dude?
None.
Okay, sweet. All right, guys.
I think
we'll be doing better now.
I think that'll do
it. I think
our ratings will go through the roof, yeah?
Ask me what.
How about you, Karma?
I have on Barney underwear.
Do you?
No.
I do, though. Actually, I got fishes. I got fishes, I think.
Fishes?
I have my old man. You see that?
You have your Frank Sinatra's on.
My Frank Sinatra's on.
You know what?
I have
on white underwear with the mystery spot in them.
What?
Oh, wow. The mystery spot.
No, it's not. It's not in that area. I think it might be from the strawberry sundae I had last week when I wore them.
Oh.
No, I did. It's a stain.
Oh, come on, shut up! Anyways.
Okay,
no,
this
look
is
at
going.
You.
Yeah,
I can tell that you have
there.
A stain in your pants.
Oh, my God. Will, you're taking hits, man. You're going down like the Hindenburg, man.
What were they talking about internet radio?
No, we were just discussing ideas and things like that, and just the whole premise of what internet radio really is. And, you know, we've been talking about this a little bit because there's been a lot of changes going on. And when changes happen like this, you kind of go back to what your original focus was when, you know, you started doing whatever show you were doing or whatnot.
Did we go back to our original focus?
Well, no, actually.
No, because we don't want another brought out.
Yeah, that's true.
Well... but I got to thinking about, you know, internet radio itself, and you actually made some very good points a couple weeks ago, too. And one thing that you laid down on the air a couple weeks ago was the simple fact that you believe in internet radio.
I do.
Yeah, you believe in internet radio.
I wholeheartedly do.
For the simple fact is that, I mean, and there's a lot of things that you're hearing on Pioneer that a lot of people don't want you to hear about.
That's true.
A lot of people, you know, there's certain companies out there, conglomerates, large corporations.
Well, there's certain listeners who don't want to hear this show.
Don't have an overhead. We don't have managers saying, okay, this is the rules.
No, we are the managers. We are the managers.
Right, exactly. You don't have a, we have a format, but it's not what you,
Well, this week we don't
have
a format.
Phone call.
Is that a call?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Oh, my God, yes.
Hold on. Okay, go.
You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, it's Snow Queen.
Hi.
How are you doing, Snow Queen?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's you up to?
What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. I just called up since you were looking for callers and just wanted to see how you were doing. And someday when you actually want a ghost, I don't know if you want to call it a ghostly talk or a deathbed type thing, I'll tell you a story when my mom died, but... right now, you seem to be on a lighter tact.
No, tell us.
Yeah, well, today is a fairly light text. I think we might want to work that kind of thing into a serious show, don't you think?
Smoke Queen, I have something very special for you.
Uh-oh.
Actually, so does Karma, too.
I was not part of you.
No, because you were gone.
I missed it.
It was one of the late night vendors at my place.
Okay.
Yeah, you were gone. It was when you guys were camping.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Parashani,
yeah.
Okay.
We went through, we got bored and we decided to check out 40plus and sexy.com.
Well, I asked, Smoke
Queen. Yeah.
It's 40plus and sexy 2, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's on your paper. What's the actual URL?
It says 40plus
and
sexy2.com.
I know.
Okay, cool.
Been there.
We went through every single user on the website, male and female, and we picked out our favorites. Well, it was up to our standards, I guess, as far as her standards and my standards.
Oh.
Did we lose the call?
Did we lose Pat?
Snow Queen?
Oh, crap.
We lost her.
Hello?
Hey, Snow Queen, you have to call back. Somebody tell Snow Queen that she has to call back, because we've been waiting
for
this.
All right, hit that button so that she can call back.
Well, darn it!
What?
Darn it!
We were so ready for this.
We were so ready for this, too.
We were going to do it the week before last.
Yeah, we just kind of forgot about it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we just kind of went through the list and, went through everybody.
Yeah.
And just said, okay, yeah, oh, yeah, ooh, no.
We had a really... Oh,
there.
We had a really
quick
through
them. You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hi, it's Snow Queen again.
What the hell happened to your phone?
What happened?
Tell me what happened. I don't know. It just went dead for some reason.
Yeah, we were just talking, and then it gave us a business.
What was the last thing that you heard? That
you might want to work my little story into a
more serious show.
More serious thing sometime.
Right.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's true. I mean, I think that would work out really good on a Ghostly Talk that's not as lighthearted as this.
Right.
But... After we lost that call, there was something very exciting happened.
Yes.
Scott started jumping up and down and screaming and saying, Snow Queen, we have a special thing for you.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Well, okay, I'll blow through it real fast again. A couple weekends ago when Doug was out of town, Carmel was over at my place and we were both just like half asleep sitting there. He's looking at me like that for.
No, I had a
website.
Yeah. And we decided to go through the whole 40plus and sexy2.com website. Well, we went through every single user on that website.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and we're going to call this Scott L. and Karma's picks for 40plus and sexy2, as far as who we thought was pretty hot and who was pretty not hot or whatever.
Oh,
we
didn't list the not hot though.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hate. I got enough hate mail already. I don't want to deal with any more.
But
than
so
that.
What they did is they went through the website. Now I wasn't here. I was up in Parashani, so I'm not party to this. But they went through the 40plusandsexy2.com website and picked out all the hotties.
Yeah.
I have been excited. I've been wanting to do this.
So so now here you can use mine because I. All right, so I'm going to give Karma my microphone, and they're going to go through the hotties off of 40plusandsexy2.com, all right?
I got to get a pencil here. I'm going to have to write these down.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Karma. You can go first.
Okay, my first one was the Air Boss.
Oh, Air Boss, yeah. He is a hottie. I've met him.
I'm into older guys. I think they're kind of sexy.
Well, the thing about 40plusandsexy2 is they're all over 40.
Not all of them.
There
were a couple of them that didn't have any peach fuzz on their face yet.
We disqualified them from our list because they weren't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the Air Boss, and we just wrote little quotes next to it so we can remember, kind of. And I wrote, I like him because he has a plane.
Actually, he's air traffic control in New York Airport.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, what a job.
Did you want to go back and forth?
No, go ahead.
Okay, and the next one was a tax man. And I put down because he has beer.
He had a beer in his hand. Yeah, I remember he had a beer in his hand.
This was tax man?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then X-33.
Oh, I know X-33 real well.
Ooh, we took it for a test drive, right? No, I'm joking.
He's a young one.
I wrote...
I like the young ones.
He looked like he might have been in the military.
And then Braveheart, he's just handsome. Charotier?
Oh, Charotier, yeah. He's a fairly new one to the channel.
Yeah, I just know it down that...
he used to sell yachts.
He's a cowboy, and he can ride. And Drew Carey, he has a skirt on, and that's guts.
Oh, he's funny.
I would, yeah.
Great
he has
guy.
A skirt. And the Falcon, I think I've seen a six-pack on him. Yes.
You mean
and
abs?
Oh, abs.
Okay. I knew what you meant.
And it's Flight Fisher, F-L-T-S, and then F. S-H-R.
Oh, Flatfisher? Yeah, he's been around. I've known him a long time.
Yeah, you know what? That's
South
funny.
Florida.
That's funny because I put he seems like he's a traveler.
Yeah. I wonder if that's a picture where he's got a
okay
button his fingers.
the fly fisher. Oh wait, no. The fly guy 43. I would do him because.
What's that?
No. I felt sorry for him.
What?
Oh, I shouldn't have said it. No.
That's all right.
Anyways, and Ghost Wolf, I wrote down, bit her tongue, ghost.
Oh,
what?
Bite my tongue.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
And Giovanni looks like the dude from Deftones.
Who was that one?
Giovanni.
Giovanni. Yeah, I don't see him too much anymore.
And,
most of these, though, you've picked are ones that are in there pretty regularly.
HD Man 23 knows how to have fun. Hell Guy, and I wrote, looks like he could use his nose. And Hex FM looks my age. I think that was one of the younger
ones. Yeah, one of the younger guys.
Put
yeah.
down.
Hex who?
Hex FM.
Oh, Hex FM.
And the one that says Intense, he looks like Matthew Broderick.
Oh, I've met Intense. That's either in Tennessee or Intense.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee.
And he is a hottie.
He looks like Matthew.
Florida once a year to play golf.
He looks like Matthew Broderick from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, don't you think? A little bit?
Not so much in person, but he's a real good guy. He's one of my ops.
And there's another one, Kaas, K-A-A-S, just because.
Haven't seen him in too much, so I'm not sure on that
and
one.
This one's pretty funny, the one that's K-V-A. I wrote, looks like my ex's father, I do it for revenge.
Bobo says, hey, keep karma away from the 40-plus, I'm being jealous.
And then the one that says long-timer. I wrote, Social Security is probably on the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he used to be an op.
Right, and I have a couple more, but the one that, Power Mike, chaps with no pants would be nice.
Yeah, he's in Canada.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, he's a cowboy. He rides.
And then the Ranger one, he looks like my million... The Ranger looks like my millionaire boss. So, I was just trying to, like, figure out things that I could relate to that I would like to.
Yeah, we have a nice menu, huh?
The Raptor Man, it looks like my backstabbing friend's boyfriend, so I do it for revenge, too. And then Ross Boston. What is he doing with his hands?
Yeah, that was a picture.
I'll have to check that picture out.
The guy, yeah.
And then the surf.
Never cut off.
The surf, Connie, K-A-U-A-I. He's got a big rod.
Oh, yeah. He's, I believe, in Hawaii.
And then Wingman, one word.
Hot.
Cockpit.
Yes.
And that concludes my list. And Scott's got someone.
Yeah, you have some excellent taste there, Karma.
Well, thank you. And Scott was kind of nice on his comments.
Okay.
Let him rip.
Okay, all right. First one, I think she went for like as far as alphabetically, you went from A to Z. I went from Z to A.
Yeah, because we noticed that the better ones were at the bottom.
Yeah, for the ladies actually. So we started at the Z's obviously. First pick I found was a lady named Zaftig.
Zaftig, yes, that's a good girlfriend of mine. As a matter of fact.
Really?
Have you?
Nice smile. Very nice smile on her.
very, very, very nice lady.
Yeah, they're a very, very nice smile, I noticed.
It's funny as hell.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hell's probably not funny.
She's cool. She's funny, amusing funny, and, yeah, she was at my party that I had in April.
Okay, next lady I came across was Witch Him.
Witchy Woman?
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Witchy Woman. That's how you...
Yeah, because they have the...
Keep the sunglasses on, I said.
That was probably his most rude comment.
No, it wasn't rude.
Some of these I don't, I won't know. I know they're in my channel and active, and like I say, some I know personally,
yeah. Tia. T-I-A. Tia.
Was that the hottie?
Yeah.
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 She's come and go not too often.
Yeah, my comments were pretty face and a nice setup.
Setup, oh, that's cute.
Then I came across Tex DI.
Oh, yeah, Texas D, right.
Yeah. Nice skin, very nice skin, I noticed.
Which one was, like, the really super, super hot one? She had, like, long blonde hair.
Tawny.
Tawny.
Hourglass figure. Very classy looking.
Right.
Very classy looking lady.
You can tell when he really likes a girl because he throws the word classy in there.
Tashina.
Tashina. Yeah, she's one of my ops.
Yeah, her husband don't have to know.
What was the one that said, drop the kids off and we'll talk?
It's around here somewhere. I'll have to get down to that. You know what? I put some pretty hardcore comments down. Not hardcore as in, like, you know, filthy, dirty hardcore, but, sweet gal. Not afraid to show up what she's got.
Uh-huh.
Very, very
interesting.
Is that
the girl in the bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a nice body, but I don't know. I would have asked her paper or plastic.
Oh. Star fan. Nice teeth. Very natural looking.
My next door neighbor.
Ah! Sassy. I put get a haircut on here for some reason. I don't know why, but I said get a haircut.
She didn't have a swimsuit on or anything.
Oh, yeah, S.A. Rose, drop the family, and we'll talk.
Oh, I see.
I'm not being very nice here. I thought I was being nicer than that. Okay, Pooh Bear. I like this P-O-O-B-A-R-E. Pooh Bear.
Ooh, B-A-R-E, huh?
Yeah, pretty eyes, looks like fun, plus I love Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear's my favorite.
The cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon character.
Classic Pooh.
Classic Pooh, yeah. Exactly. Misty Dew, very exotic looking. Very exotic feel. Misty Blue or Misty, another one. Very nice body from what I saw there. Legs 48.
I know her well.
Nice body, face, oh boy. Nice body, nice body. We'll leave it at nice body.
After that one,
he legs 43 when I met her. That's her age.
Okay. ISPY. ISPY.
Oh, ISPY, okay, right.
Well, that could be I spy.
ISPY hot.
I spy. Oh, yeah, I spy. Could be that, too. Nice cleavage. That's what I put down here.
That's what you wrote that down.
It's on my list, yeah.
Whoa. I spy call.
Infinesse. Knows how to ride. Must have been on a horse or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see her in channel much.
Floppy. Beautiful grandmother.
That says it all.
She looks like she's, how do I say this tactfully? Older? Seasoned. She looks a lot more seasoned.
Central.
Which one was this? Floppy?
Floppy, yeah, Floppy.
Okay.
Sounds like a name for a clown.
Or a disc.
Well, yeah, a disc, obviously, but a clown.
Floppy disc?
Floppy the clown. Hey, Kevin, Floppy the clown. Arosa. Oh, yeah, it looks like she's opening up the Pulp Fiction briefcase in the picture.
Ah.
Yeah, it did.
Dixie. Nice legs, nice feet. Beautiful feet. Apparently.
There you go.
Cleo 222. Bing, 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 bing. I don't know why I put that on there.
Because she's Asian.
What?
Is
she? She's Asian, yeah.
Okay, well, it's beautiful. Good, very nice.
That was bing, bing, bing for wow, wow, wow.
Oh, okay, all right. We did this like 2 weeks ago, man.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like looking at this going, okay.
What was I thinking? Yeah, why did I put that down? Yeah.
And finally, Angel C, nice skin. Wonder what her lip gloss tastes like.
Oh. Ooh.
We're just playing.
Are we going to start up some dating
services? No, we're just playing.
Yeah.
We needed something to do.
Sorry,
it was cool. So anybody on her... Anybody on Snow Queen's channel, we're just playing around. It's all in good fun. So, but that was our reviews. That was our reviews.
On Undernet, go to #40+ and #sexy2.
Yeah. And, like I said, it's all in good fun. We were just checking that out. And
that's too cool.
I don't want anybody
I think that's neat that you did that. I think that's really cool.
It took us a while to get through the whole thing. I mean, I know I got, like, into, like the L's, and I was like, okay, click. Oh, great, good, beautiful. Click.
Yeah, I didn't make either list, gee.
Oh, no, you're a given. It's a default on that. You're on both our lists, but we didn't think we had to mention it.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sorry. We didn't even think we had to mention that at all. Okay, well, hey. Okay, you're on there, obviously.
That was really nice. Well, my channel likes your show, and like I said, there's a lot of...
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, wait till they hear
that. Well, they did anyway. The ones that didn't make the list might not.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm hot, too.
That's right.
But this might actually work out real good for us, Connor, because we're going to look at our email tomorrow, and it's going to be flooded with pictures.
Yeah,
one picture after another.
Pictures and pictures.
It's just going to choke
mailbox
the server up.
Full. Please try that.
They'll all be sending. So you want to see feet, or you want to see lips there?
There you go. Yeah.
But
no, we thought that'd be fun just to check that out and just throw that out on the air and a few people get a laugh out of it basically.
Yeah, and Shanda in there, she's the webmaster for my channel.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, besides being as helpful as she is in Pioneer Radio, she's the one that keeps that updated for me.
Very cool. Very
first
cool.
of the month, and she throws in the what's new and the new people and anybody that's switched out their pictures and she keeps that right up to date.
Very
awesome.
Cool. Very cool. A lot of hotties on there, though.
Well, I appreciate you going through the channel, and I'll...
Giving us our honest, wholehearted review.
Well, I think that was pretty cute. And Carmen, you got some good taste there.
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Like I said, I'm talking from a...
Damn it, I'm a rocker, man. Come on. I know what looks good and what doesn't look good.
Yeah.
They're all beautiful.
They are. I absolutely. If you read my bio, the thing that I've written in there, there are no ugly people. There's only ugly attitudes. And
great. Well, you came to the right place for that.
Speak for yourself, Scott.
Oh, I'm a jerk. I know that. I have no problem with that.
But, Snow, we've got to finish out the show. I have to
keep... Just going
to
say, I've got to keep you back your line here.
what we're going to do is we're going to try and plan a very serious show to make up for this rollicking show here.
We covered a lot, though.
We did. We talked about a lot. Except for when we started talking about that WW person that I went to see his supposed tree, and then, you know, the powers that be cut the lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was pretty scary, but... Snow Queen, thanks so much. I'll see you in channel.
You will, and thanks. And
we'll get you on, and we're going to do a more serious show where we can talk about that stuff.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night, Snow Queen.
Good night, Snow Queen.
Bye.
Alrighty.
That's about it.
Now that I've made a complete pig of myself, and Carmel also.
That was fun. That was cool.
It's all good fun. I just want people to know that. It's all good fun. We just went through there one night just to see, you know, what was going on with that website. I've heard so much about it, so I just wanted to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Going on.
We killed some time.
And we killed some hours, actually.
Hours?
That little project.
Well,
yeah.
they have a lot of users in there.
Yeah, there's
their channel.
A ton of users in there.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think we better call it a night, though, because I'm ready to pass out here.
Me too.
I'm so exhausted.
Me too.
Sledgehammer all day long.
And it looks like, you know, the wind out there was whipping up pretty good. That's why we had that
bit
of a mess.
Out.
Well, it's gonna get worse before it gets better, I think. So,
you
guys, this has been Ghostly Talk.
Yes, I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And Karma here.
And this was Ghostly Talk at night. Have a good week. You guys take care of yourself. Peace.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence
surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.